Happy Monday, everybody. It's 2026, and this is the first Monday of 2026. So I've started to restart my daily horoscopes, restart my podcast, after spending months and months and months writing my 2026 horoscope guides and all the information you see on my website, www.terrynazon.com. So let's get started. Aries, the moon is in the sign of Leo, while the sun, Venus, Mars, and even Mercury are in the sign of Capricorn. And this brings a little bit of a discontent between those in power, a sort of like a parental role. Who's your daddy? You know, because the sun in Capricorn is definitely in charge. The daddy, the parent, and of course the sign of Leo has to act more like the child. So children can be a factor in your life today. Roles between children and parents can reverse sometimes. Children become parental and parents follow along. Age gaps seem to widen today. A romance goes cold. A May-December romance feels a little uncomfortable now. Leaders clash, but many people are ambivalent. And someone can be put in charge of Venezuela over the next 2 days. That's all I'm going to say about that for now. Aries, you may be ready to go, prepared to tackle your issues with your children, your love life, your creativity, and ready to be more self-disciplined. Or perhaps something comes up with a child or a lover that you have to handle immediately. There's inconjuncts today that say, you know, something breaks and you have to stop what you're doing and handle it. So you're not sure you're touching or being able to sway those you need to influence, like your audience, your boss, or how you're going to get ahead in your career. Nonetheless, you feel it's time to get back into the game, back into your career. Be that person you were born to be, making the most of all you have already accomplished. There's no need to reinvent the wheel here. The planets say, yes, you can benefit and you can profit from your career, all your hard work, and all the business acumen that you have gained. The question is, will it bring the same joy? Well, it's definitely going to bring more money. Taurus, you are motivated by the planet Pluto to share your unique talents and insights with others. He's looking down on you, but you also have to be careful to respect authority figures, since Pluto is in your 10th house. That's ruled by Capricorn, by the way. However, there is one challenge. You may think you know everything. I believe that if you recognize what the problem is, then you don't actually have a problem. So bear that in mind, that sometimes you can misjudge situations. You might not have enough information. You might get some things right, and you might get some things wrong. Sometimes you'll be completely off base and wrong. If you remain flexible and open to the changing your point of view, that will be great for you. Today, as you do your research for a new business, a new career, a new role that you're going to take on in 2026, you'll learn something valuable. Gemini, although you usually hide your stress from others and you don't wear your problems on your sleeves, today you seem to be carrying a weight that suggests you're questioning, what's next? What should I do now? This is perfectly understandable, especially since the planets are completing their third pass through your solar sector of responsibilities, career, and hard work. You need another big push here. You need to take action quickly to change the situation, change the narrative, and transform your situation, and address any financial difficulties or feelings of powerlessness. The buck stops with you today. You don't get a chance to take the day off. Cancer, as a cardinal sign, you can be very parental these days, treating everyone like they're your child in need of your care. But today, the roles can be reversed. Children and love interests can be an enormous help to you. Their intelligence could completely knock the socks off of you and wow you. But it is Monday, and that means getting back to your responsibilities and getting back to your work. Cancer starts to grow weary of being responsible for everything, making all the money, paying all the bills, and in some cases being financially responsible for everyone or others. Encourage others to earn their own money and be independent and financially responsible for themselves. Today, you carry a heavy burden. Leo, it's your day today. The moon is in your sun sign, so you're the moon's favorite child, or the favorite sun sign of the moon. But it's not like every other time when the moon in Leo has made you stand out, be bold, shine, and make everyone watch you. Oh, they're watching you, all right, and wondering what the heck you're doing and what you're going to do next to fix the mess you got everyone into. But you're never one to show that things are really getting to you. And with all the confidence you can muster up today, you hold your head up high and acknowledge, yeah, things need to be fixed. And also, you need some help. Virgo, the moon is in your 12th house. So here we have issues related to children or lovers or your relationship or even the lack of romance and love and relationships. So some of you have opted out of the game and have decided to fly solo, but today you might be rethinking that with the moon in your 12th house. A romance could get rekindled out of necessity and unexpected circumstances. You now have a reason to call an ex, and they have a reason to respond to you. Here we go again. It could be another short trip around the rodeo or around the carousel before you or they say, yeah, things have changed. The attraction isn't there any longer. And the loving feelings have sort of withered away. Then off they go, leaving you behind. And your ex leaves to go home or moves far away from you. Well, don't worry about it. The stage is set for a new romance in 2026. Libra, it's back to familiar faces and places. The Leo moon rekindles and reconnects you to people that you know, but maybe they're just kind of in a friendly sort of way. You may feel a sense of relief to see everyone back at work, but it also highlights how you feel when the holidays come around and your favorite familiar faces are not present. They're on vacation. They've gone home. You need more continuity in your life. Someone who is there even when everyone else is on holiday. It's a good time to get busy and be happier about your appearance, what you're not happy about, how you're going to attract a new love, because darling, you will attract someone new in 2026. The usually gorgeous Libra doesn't feel so gorgeous to the one that they're with if you're in a relationship. And you may end up ending a romantic situation that constantly makes you feel insecure or less than. You'll stop pretending that the two of you are working on a future or something great. Scorpio, you're another sun sign who's going to be ready for some amazing changes in 2026, not always of your own doing. But today, you can, of course, find yourself getting bored or feeling that you're not making enough of your life or wasting your time. The urge to do something big or the urge for change is steadily growing within you. And soon you'll need to stand out more and get more personal attention. So you might change the way you look, go to the gym for a chiseled body, hit the gym, or some of you might even consider plastic surgery. It will hurt your feelings if you're passed over for someone more beautiful, handsome, or more successful or alluring. No. That won't do in 2026. It has to be you who has it all. Sagittarius, you can experience a money crunch. Is it real or imagined? You can have all the money in the world, but still be fearful about money. And you also can have all the money in the world and not be satisfied with what's available for you to spend it on. You're not finding what you want exactly. And that means finding exactly what you're looking for, what you want, what satisfies you, what feels good, and what makes you happy. Well, Sagittarius, you're going through something strange, and he's called Uranus. Nothing meets your discerning expectations, and you can be quite critical. You can turn off unexpectedly, and the things that used to make you happy, or the people who used to make you happy, don't make you happy anymore. Why is that? I could say it's a karmic time when your soul is meant to go on to new experiences with new people, new situations, so the old things don't hold the same allure or give you the same satisfaction or pleasure as they used to. Maybe you need more excitement and challenges. There's nothing about Sagittarius that likes boring. In 2026, things get exciting. Happy solar return, Capricorn. The big question today is how? How can you regain relevance and capture attention amidst overwhelming information, psychological manipulation, strange algorithms, instant gratification, and the numerous choices for everyone's attention, including your own. Pluto doesn't make it easy, but he doesn't make it impossible. Just a challenge. These planets make you think very hard. How can you be fresh, engaging, not rely on your past accolades and successes? And how can you use the tools available to you to gain traction and get ahead? Getting ahead is a Capricorn thing. It's time for a personal do-over, transformation, and change the way you do things. And it's all about money. Of course it is, with Pluto in your second house. Getting ahead and transforming your earnings and talents into cold hard cash and wealth. Avoid handing over your work to someone else or relying on someone else to do your work. Aquarius, it's your time. It's almost your solar return. And things can be hard, but then again, things could be easy. You have it in your power to change how things get done and can influence others by your example. You're a superhero. Time and again, you teach others to pick themselves up, brush themselves up, forget about the past, and continue to climb to what seems like a steep ladder towards success. Measure life in the little daily gains you make, because many of you have escaped the claws of hell and are here to talk about it. In the meantime, everyone is watching you, and that appears to be the theme of your life. People are fascinated by you. They love watching you. They love observing you. And with Pluto influencing your life, you need to let that energy inspire everyone around you. Show us all how to make it. You bring the sex appeal in 2026. Pisces, I hope that you're ready to take the bull by the horns in 2026. You may see those in charge, like your boss, authority figures, as strange and not making good decisions, but having their intent on keeping their thumb on you in some weird show of authority. Well, that's not fair. They may see you as lazy and not on top of things and constantly watching you and disciplining you and trying to mold you into somebody better. It's best not to allow these differences in the boss and you if you work for somebody, to create a big wedge, because honestly, it will pass. Put yourself in others' position and change roles with them. Bear in your mind how to get a greater understanding of how you might handle a position of authority or being the boss. Don't do anything to upset the apple cart today. Avoid gossiping, giving your opinions today. Be friendly, helpful, and why not make a few doctor's or dentist appointments?